All right, well, good morning, and I just want to start by thanking Deborah, Amy, Jackie, and Michael for the beautiful music.
Thank you. 大家早安，开始的时候我想用这个机会先谢谢Jackie, Amy, Deborah 跟 Michael 带领我们今天的崇拜。
Well, good morning, it is so great this morning to be together.
大家早安，今天能够聚在一起实在是一件非常好的事情。
And I mean all together in one room.
因为我们中英文的弟兄姐妹都一起在这一个房间里面。
I think there's something very healthy about a church that gathers together in one room to worship, to grow, and to serve.
我相信我们整个教会能够一起在一个房间里面来敬拜、来服侍是非常美丽的事情。
And I am really looking forward to being together, not only today, but actually for the next 2 weeks.
我是非常期待，不但是今天，还有未来的两个星期天。
As we discuss this very important subject of the church,
我们一同来讨论一个非常重要的题目，就是教会。
I just want to start this morning before we get started by thanking the co-workers for deciding together to do this series.
开始讲到之前，想找这个机会来谢谢教会的同工，能够为我们安排了这几次的这个聚会。
I think this is going to be a lot of fun. Who likes fun?
我相信大家一定会很享受这几次的。
Just a few. Just a few.
至少有几个很勇敢的举手啊。
Well, as we get started, I just want to give you a little background, a little history.
我想先给大家一点的背景，一点的历史。
Since the beginning of 2024, this year, the co-workers and I have been meeting on Saturdays to do something we call a little leadership retreat.
从今年初开始，同工跟我会找礼拜六早上来有一个小小的这个退休的时间。
And if you didn't know, we have been studying the doctrine of ecclesiology or the doctrine of the church together.
在这个退休时间里面，我们用花时间来一起学习教会学。
And what that means is simply we've just been looking at what the New Testament teaches comprehensively about the church.
就是我们从新约圣经里面仔细的看旧约圣经怎么教导我们教会。
And the goal behind all of it is just simply to align our church, CBC, more closely to the blueprint that we see in the scripture.
背后的用意就是尽量希望我们圣道堂能够把我们的教会跟圣经的教导能够合起来。
Some of the topics that we've already covered in our Saturday retreats are
在礼拜六这个聚会里面我们讲过的一些题目包括
The identity of the church
教会的身份
The purpose of the church
教会的目的
The organization of the church
教会的组织
The leadership of the church
教会的领导
The ordinances of the church
教会的圣礼
The spiritual gifts of the church
在教会里面这个属灵的恩赐
What is the difference between the church Israel and the kingdom.
究竟圣经里面怎么分辨教会以色列跟神的国
And our goal this morning is to kind of share with you what we've been talking about for several weeks.
今天基本上就是想跟大家来分享一下我们在那个聚会里面所学到的东西
Our goal for this morning and for the next 2 weeks is
这个今天跟未来两个礼拜天我们的目的
It's just to give CBC a very brief overview of what the church should look like and feel like.
就是想让我们圣道堂能够很概括的了解究竟教会应该是怎么一回事，应该在里面有什么的感觉。
This morning we're going to answer just one simple question, and that is, what is a healthy church?
今天早上我们尝试回答一个很简单的问题，就怎么是一个健康的教会。
Next week we're going to look at the question, what is your personal relationship to the church?
下一个礼拜天我们就会来想你自己跟这个教会有什么个人的关系。
And lastly, we'll look at how do I get involved at church?
然后第三个礼拜我们就会来看究竟我们自己怎么能够参与教会的生活。
I've been really looking forward to going through this for months.
我一直过去好几个月都非常期待能够跟大家分享这些的真理。
Because I feel, and maybe you feel, there is still a lot of confusion about what the church is.
因为我感觉其实在基督徒当中还是对教会有很多这个误解混乱的地方。
There are a lot of, quite honestly, wrong ideas about the church.
有很多错误的观念。
And so this morning I'm also looking not only to answer or address some of those wrong ideas,
所以今天早上我尝试回答也希望改正这些错误的观念。
But also answer the question about what is my relationship personally, you and myself, to the church.
也尝试来回答究竟你跟我个人跟教会的关系是怎么样。
And when we're not, to be honest, when we're not clear about these things, it does one thing, it just breeds one thing, and that is confusion.
因为很多时候我们都不太了解这个关系，很多时候只会有很多的混乱。
And so I think it's helpful just to take a fresh look at the doctrine or the teaching of the church.
所以我相信是能够重新来看究竟圣经怎么教导跟关于教会的。
I think it's important because God's watching us.
很重要的，因为神正在看着我们。
And you remember in Revelation chapters 2 and 3, God reviews seven churches.
大家记不记得在启示录在第二跟第三章里面神提到关于有七个的教会。
And he looks down from heaven and he evaluates the churches.
他从天上来看这七个教会然后尝试做一个检讨。
And in those two chapters, he has a lot of commendation, a lot of good things to say about these churches.
在这两章里面他有很多关于这几个教会好的地方。
But he also has a lot of things that he doesn't like about the churches.
但是他也提到关于这七个教会里面很多他是不喜悦的事情。
Things that he's calling these churches, these seven churches to change.
所以他呼吁这七个教会要悔改。
And so the purpose of this morning for us is just to help us all get on the same page as a church.
所以今天早上希望我们能够每一个弟兄姐妹大家一同对教会有同一个的了解。
The goal is for us to create unity among ourselves.
我们的目的是希望我们能够有合一。
And my friends, that unity must and only must be based on this book.
但是这个合一只有唯一的一个基础就是根据圣经。
I think one of the most beautiful pictures of unity in the world.
我相信一个在世界上一个最漂亮的一个合一的图画
is our God.
就是我们的神。
We worship one God.
我们敬拜的是一个神。
Who exists in three distinct persons.
但是他是用三个位格的存在。
And has just one purpose.
只有一个的目的。
And I think, like God, who is one God,
那我们其实也好像神这样是一个神。
Three persons have different functions in the Godhead.
但是三个位格的神有不同的功能。
But they're all working toward one purpose.
但是他们用一起为着同一个目标来工作的。
And we should be, the Bible says, a reflection of that.
我们应该是这个现实的一种的反应。
We are all one in essence. We are all human.
我们就是人。
But we all have different functions in the church.
但是我们却大家有不同的在教会里面的功能。
And yet we all have just one purpose.
但是我们却只有一个的目的。
Which is to glorify God.
就是要荣耀神。
So this morning, I think you have a green handout, hopefully, you receive that.
今天大家是不是大家都拿到一个的讲义?
And so I just want to go through some basic truths of the church that probably many of you are already familiar with.
我希望今天早上跟大家一同来学习一些很基本关于教会的道理,大家可能很多都已经知道的。
And so for a lot of this will most likely be a reminder to many of you.
对很多弟兄姐妹来说只不过是一个再一次的提醒。
And so if you're following, which I hope that you will, on that green sheet, the first thing that we're going to look at this morning is three foundational truths of this church, or any church.
希望大家能够根据那个讲义来一起听我讲的。第一个主要的标题是三个基础性的教会真理。
So, if you're following with our little slides, we have some blanks that we're going to have you fill in as we go through this.
大家手头的那个讲义是当中有些空档是我们可以来填上答案的。
So, what are the three foundational truths that CBC should be built upon?
究竟有哪三个基础性的教会真理是我信道堂我们需要在这个基础上来建立的。
The first thing that I hope that anyone who comes to this church sees and feels,
我第一个希望每一个进到我们教会的人能够看见也感觉到
is number one, that they see and feel that we have a high view of God. That's your first blank.
第一个就是我们对神很尊重。
The Bible says in Isaiah 6:3, when Isaiah saw God with his own eyes, this is what Isaiah wrote after seeing God.
以赛书六章三节记载到，当以赛亚看见神的时候，他的反应是这样。
He said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts."
他说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
The whole earth is full of his glory.
万军之耶和华，他的荣耀荣光充满全地。
Holy just means that God is set apart. He's different than all of us.
这里讲到神是圣洁的，就是说他是跟我们其他的人是分别的。
He's completely separate from sin.
他跟罪恶是完全分开的。
Holy means he is perfect.
圣洁讲到他是完全的。
He's perfectly good.
他是完全的好。
He's perfectly loving.
完全的爱。
He's perfectly wise.
他是完全的有智慧。
And because that's who God is,
因为神是这样的。
We believe here at CBC,
所以我们相信着我们信道堂,
that God defines what is good and bad.
是由神来定义什么是好跟不好。
That he defines what is right and wrong.
是他来定义什么是对跟错。
And he decides what our purpose is in the world and in the church.
是由他来决定究竟我们的目的是什么。
There's a very famous quote I want to share with you. It's such a great quote. Many of you know it.
想跟大家分享一句名言。
It's by a theologian named A.W. Tozer.
是那个陶恕的神学家所讲的话。
And he said this, quote,
他说,
What comes into your mind when you think about God is the most important thing about you.
当你想到神的时候，哪一个思想进到你里面，那个就反映出你是一个怎么样的人。
What he's saying is that the way you think about God will dictate everything in your life.
这句话的意思就是说，我们怎么来了解、思想到神。这个决定我们究竟是一个怎么样的人。
Think about it. What are some practical consequences for having a low view of God in your life?
大家想一想，如果我们对神的看法不是看得很高的话，对我们生活、生命有什么影响呢？
When we don't see God as lifted up and powerful and holy as he is,
当我们没有看到神是被高举、是圣洁、是大能的话，
We are easily tempted to think about this world as all about us.
我们就很容易觉得这个世界就是以我们自己为中心的。
And if we're not careful, our ministry here at CBC can become very man-centered.
我们不小心的话，我们在信道堂这里的施工就很容易变成以人为本。
When we don't have a proper view of God,
我们对神没有一个正当的观念。
Our ministry here will become more a man-pleasing ministry than a God-glorifying ministry.
那我们在教会这个施工就很容易变成人本的施工，而不是为了荣耀神。
So here at CBC, we have a high view of God.
在圣道堂我们对神是非常尊重的。
The second thing I hope that people see and feel when they come to CBC is that we have a high view of Scripture.
第二个，大家来到圣道堂，要了解到我们是对圣经有非常尊重的态度。
In 2 Timothy 3:16, it says that all Scripture, Old and New Testament, is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness.
提摩太后书三章十六节说到，圣经就是旧约圣经，都是神所默示的，预教训督责，使人归敬，教导人学义，都是有益的。
Paul is just simply saying in this one verse that all Scripture, all of the Bible, is the very Word of God.
保罗在这里就说，所有圣经都是神的话。
And because of that, it's completely trustworthy in everything that it asserts.
就因为是神的话，所以是非常可靠，是我们可以用来做根据的。
My friends, we'll see today that the church is built on the Scripture.
所以我们的教会是根据圣经来被建立起来的。
And this book doesn't only comprise of our message.
这本圣经不单单是含有神的话，
but the very methods by which we need to operate.
而是我们在这里运作的最基本的根据。
2 Timothy 3:16 just teaches that all scripture is sufficient for every area of ministry that we do here.
这个提摩太后书三章十六节就讲到，圣经是跟我们所有事工所有范围都有关的。
And therefore the primary focus for us at CBC is that we do everything that we do here is informed by this book.
所以我们圣道堂在这里所做的每一件事情都是根据圣经上面的指引。
Now let me ask you practically, what are some of the consequences of having a low view of scripture?
所以我想问问大家了，实际来讲，如果你对圣经不是看得这么看重的话，你会觉得有什么后果呢？
When the Bible is not God's authoritative word in our life,
当圣经不在我们的生命里面不是那个有权威的基础的时候，
My personal experience becomes the authority.
这个是我自己个人的一个经验跟大家分享。
I decide things on how I feel.
我就是根据我自己的感觉来做决定。
When the Bible is not viewed as God's authoritative word,
当我没有把圣经看成神一个有权威的话的时候，
then the contemporary thought of the world becomes the authority.
那么世界上的很多这些 的意见 的看法就变成那个的权威了。
The traditions of my forefathers become the authority.
我的先祖的传统变成我的权威了。
And many times we'll find ourselves pursuing comfort over obedience.
然后实际上来讲，很多时候我发觉我会追求自己的享受，而不是追求来顺服神。
But at CBC, we don't only have a high view of God, we don't only have a high view of the scripture.
在圣道堂，我们不只对神很尊重，对圣经很尊重。
But thirdly, we have a proper view of ourselves. We should here at CBC have a proper view of man.
第三点是我们在这里对人有一个正确的了解。
Paul writes this very sobering verse in Romans 3:10 about all of us here in this room. He says this, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands. No one seeks for God.All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one.
保罗在罗马书三章十到十二节说，没有义人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
Here we get to see ourselves as God sees us.
这里我们是透过神怎么看我们来了解我们自己。
We see ourselves rightly when we see ourselves through the lens of Scripture.
我们是透过圣经的这个角度来了解我们究竟是怎么的一样的人。
And the Bible says that all of us in this room are depraved sinners needing salvation.
圣经告诉我们，在这个房间里面，我们每一位都是 堕落了，都需要犯，都已经是犯罪，需要救恩的。
Because our hearts, our minds, our wills, and our emotions have been tainted completely by sin.
因为我们的思想、感情、我们的心都被罪所沾污了。
And that sin in all of our lives has disqualified us from inheriting eternal life on our own.
因为我们的罪就让我们没有资格来承受神所有的这个永生。
Now, what's the implication of that truth for all of us?
我们尝试来看一看这一个真理对我们的这个意义是什么。
See, if you don't see yourself like this,
当我们没有看到自己是这样的话，
then you're going to be tempted to have a high view of yourself.
我们就很容易对自己看得很高了。
And you're going to try to make decisions independent of God.
我们就会很容易来做一些不要去依靠神的决定。
You're going to be tempted to put more trust in your own wisdom and your own ideas.
我们就有这个趋向来更多依靠自己的智慧，自己的意见。
But hopefully if you see yourself as God sees you, you'll be less likely to do that.
但是如果我们能够用神的角度来看我们自己的时候，我们就不会那么容易这么自高了。
Another implication of seeing yourself the way that God sees you.
另外一个影响那个结论
is I hope you see that you need to be rescued by Christ.
我们就会看见我们是需要接受耶稣的拯救。
And that leads us naturally, I think, into the message of the church.
这个就很自然地引到我们下一个重点，教会的信息。
We have a message at CBC for the world.
我们圣道堂对世界有一个这样的信息。
We have a sacred message for the world.
我们有一个非常神性的信息。
It's the message of reconciliation.
就是一个和好的信息。
The message that we as a church preach and teach and share.
我们教会所教导的，所也跟人家分享的信息是什么呢？
Is this.
就是这个。
We cannot do anything good enough on our own to be accepted by God.
我们靠自己不能做什么让我们能够被神来接纳的。
The message of the church is you can't rely on yourself.
教会的信息是我们不能依靠你自己。
You can't.
不能。
Isaiah said this, and Isaiah 64:6, he says, we all, every single one of us, have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment in front of God.
以赛亚书六十四章六节说，我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服。
Did you know that no amount of good works or sincere desire?
你知不知道，无论我们有多少好的行为，或者是诚心的那种的愿望
，can overcome even one sin?
都不能够来胜过一个的罪。
Because even our good deeds, as the scripture says, are tainted with sin.
就像圣经所讲，就算我们以为是义的好的事情，其实也已经是被罪所污染了。
Doing helpful and sacrificial work will never erase your guilt.
去帮助人，去牺牲，做好事，永远不能填补这个罪的影响。
And it will never take away the penalty of your sin.
也不能拿去罪所带来的惩罚。
Which continues our message, which is you need Christ.
所以就引到下一个我们的信息，就是我们都需要基督。
He is the only one who can remove your guilt.And take away your penalty.
基督是唯一能够把我们的罪跟罪疚感拿走的。
Peter tells us that in 1 Peter 2:24.
彼得说
He says, He himself bore our sins in his body on that tree, and by his wounds, you have been healed.
彼得在彼得前书二章二十七节这样说，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，因他手的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
The message of the church is the only one who can rescue you and erase your guilt and remove your penalty is Christ alone.
圣经教导我们，唯一能够拿走我们的罪，拿走我们的罪疚感，就是耶稣基督。
It is His death
是他的死
that took away your penalty.
把我们罪的惩罚拿走。
It is His blood
是他的血
removed your guilt.
把我们罪疚感拿走。
But that's not the end of our message.
但这个不是我们信息的结束。
The church's message is that you must not only understand that you can't rely on yourself, number two, you need Christ.
我们的信息不停在哪里，我们不只知道我们是有罪，不但只知道我们需要基督。
But if you're going to have any hope for the future, you must be converted.
如果我们要有未来的盼望的话，我们就必须要悔改归主。
Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 1, 9 through 10, he says, They themselves report about you, how you turn to God from idols. He's commending the church in Thessalonica. You turn to God from idols to serve the living and the true God and wait for him, his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us.From the wrath to come.
保罗在提撒罗尼迦前书这样说，因为他们自己已经报名，你们是怎么样离弃偶像，归向神，要服侍那有真有活的神，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
Christ died for you.
耶稣为你受死。
But he calls you to turn to him.
但他也呼叫你悔改归向他。
You must turn and follow Christ with your life.
你一定要悔改回转来归向他。
And I really, this is our message at CBC.
This is 这个就是圣道堂给大家的信息。
This is the gospel message.
这个是福音的信息。
This is our only message.
这个就是唯一的信息。
This is a message that we all need to know so well.
这个是我们唯一需要非常清楚知道的信息。
I would love to paint this message on a wall in our church.
我巴不得我把这个信息涂在我们教会的墙上。
So that every time you're here, you're reminded of it.
以致你每一次来我们教会，你都会被提醒。
You're reminded of our one message here at CBC.
你能够被提醒我们在圣道堂这里这个唯一的信息。
The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是主耶稣基督的福音。
Now, what are some of the implications of having a right understanding of this message at our church?
能够对这一个的信息有正确的了解，究竟有什么实际的这个意义呢？
When we understand this message,
当我们了解这个信息的时候，
we understand that Christ is the only solution.To man's problems.
我们就了解耶稣基督是我们人的问题的唯一的答案。
And we understand the goal of our ministry here.
我们也能够了解我们在这个教会的事工的目的是什么。
It's not to help people feel better and comfortable.
不是让来的人能够感觉好一点，感觉舒服一点。
It's to lead them into a life-changing relationship with their Creator and Savior, Jesus Christ.
是要引导来的人能够跟耶稣基督有一个得救的这种的关系。
When we understand as Christians, some of us in this room,
大家了不了解呢？我们作为基督徒
，Who we all were before Christ，
我们信耶稣之前我们是怎么样的呢
？And who we are now as redeemed。Individuals.
然后今天我们被神所拯救，我们究竟是怎么样的一个人呢
？That helps us number three to have a more accurate biblical view of the church.
这个就引到我们的第三个重点，就是我们的能够有个更准确的教会观。
We get the word church from our Greek word called ecclesia.
我们中文教会这一个字是希腊文的原文这个 ecclesia 这个字的翻译。
That's a compound word.
是一个副词。
Ek meaning out and kaleo meaning called.
Ek 的一个字是指出去 ,sia 就是被呼召。
The church is simply a group of called out ones.
教会基本上就是一群被呼召出来的一群人。
Individuals who've been called out of darkness and into light.
一群被呼召离开黑暗进到光明的一群人。
Individuals who've been called out of the kingdom of the devil and put into the kingdom of God's dear Son.
一群从撒旦的国里面被呼召出来进到神的国度里面的人。
The church is simply a group of called out, redeemed people.
教会基本上就是一群被呼召出来被拯救的一群人。
Who gather together on a regular basis for a common purpose.
然后这一群人是经常聚在一起，有一个同一个的目的。
Bible quiz，
一个圣经的测验。
Where is the first time the word church is used in the New Testament？
在新约圣经里面，教会这一个字在哪里是第一次出现的呢
？Matthew 16:18，
是马太福音16:18。
And it's a reference to Jesus building his universal church.
这一节是指到耶稣基督去建立他的一个普世的教会。
Jesus said, On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
耶稣在马太福音16:18那里说，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
Jesus here is speaking of the universal church.
耶稣在这里是讲到一个叫普世的教会。
Some of you may ask, what is the universal church?
大家可能会问，怎么叫普世的教会呢？
Well, it's kind of like what it sounds like.
就好像大家听下去的那个意思。
It is the worldwide church of every true believer from Pentecost until now.
这个就是指到这个世界性的教会从五旬节教会开始的时候一直到今天所有这些基督徒。
And this is what Jesus is referring to in Matthew 16.
这个就是耶稣在马太福音16所讲的这个教会。
Jesus is saying, I'm going to call out people from all over the world to be a
耶稣说我会从世界上任何的地方来呼召人出来。
I'm even calling out people today.
我也今天也在正在呼召人。
To be a part of my universal church.
成为我普世教会的一份子。
So three truths real quick I want to give you about God's church.
我想跟大家分享这个神的教会的三点。
Three truths from this verse.That I want you to never forget and always remember.
从这一节里面想跟大家分享三点，希望大家永远不会忘记。
Jesus says, "On this rock."
耶稣说，在这磐石上
，I'm going to build my church.
我要建立我的教会。
And the question is, what is the rock?
问题是这个磐石指什么
？The rock is Christ.
磐石是指着基督。
The rock is the word of God.
基督这个磐石是神的道。
And Christ is the living word of God.
基督是神的活的道。
The authority and the foundation of everything that we do at CBC must be built on this rock.
我们圣道堂所做的每一件事情所根据的这个权威一定是要根据这一个的磐石
And nothing else,
而不是任何其他的东西
or its promised failure.
否则的话我们就必定失败的
This church is built on this rock, not
教会是在这一个磐石上被建立起来的
tradition
不是那个 的传统
，not culture，
不是文化
，not personality，
不是我们的性格
，not what all the other churches are doing，
不是看所有其他教会做什么
，not personal preference，
也不是我们个人的喜好
，not people pleasing，
也不是单单就要去讨人喜悦
，not bylaws，
也不是根据我们的这个宪章
，the rock，
是根据磐石。
A rock. He says, I will build on this rock.
然后耶稣是说我要在这一个磐石上来建造。
Who builds the church?
谁在建造啊?
Jesus says, I do.
耶稣说我要建造。
Christ is the builder of the church.
基督是教会的建造者。
And he uses his redeemed people in so far that we submit to his word.
要基督也用我们这些被他拯救的人，只要我们是顺服跟随他的话。
The Bible says that we are the living stones that he uses to build the church.
圣经说我们是他用来建造教会的活石。
And he's the builder.
他是建造者。
Not the other way around.
不是调过来。
We're not the builder.
我们不是那个建造者。
We're the stones.
我们是石头。
A growing, healthy church is one where the people are submitted to the one and only builder.
我们是帮忙来建造这一个教会，但是唯有基督是唯一的建造者。
Christ is the foundation of the church.
基督是教会的根基。
He is the builder of the church.
他是建造教会的。
And he is the owner of this church.
他也是拥有教会的。
He says, I will build whose church?
他怎么说？我要建造谁的教会啊？
My church.
是我的教会。
Why is this his church?
为什么我们说教会是他的教会呢？
Well, Acts 20:28 tells us because he redeemed it, he bought it.
因为使徒行传那里说，因为是他用自己的血来，赎了我们的罪，是他自己买回来的。
He shed his blood for every single member of the church.
他为教会里面每一个成员来流血。
Neither individually or corporately do Christians have any ownership of the church.
我们个别跟团体也不能说我们是拥有教会的。
The church belongs uniquely. And forever to Christ.
教会是很独特的，也是永远的属于基督。
We are only servants.
我们只是一个仆人。
Where do we serve?
我们服侍谁呢？
We serve in the local church.
我们是在这个地方教会来服侍。
God has designed the local church to be the primary vehicle by which he accomplishes his will.
神是设计了用地方教会来完成他的旨意。
Local church is a group of believers who gather regularly to accomplish three specific divine ordained tasks.
那个地方教会是一群基督徒经常聚在一起来去完成圣经教导的有三个的重要的功能。
Why are we here? What is our purpose?
我们为什么在这里？我们的目的是什么？
The local church exists to do three things.
我们地方教会的存在是为了有三样东西要做的。
The first and primary one is that we exist to worship and glorify God.
第一样，我们存在的目的是要敬拜跟荣耀神。
Paul says in Romans 15:6, he says, Together, church, with one voice, let us glorify God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗在罗马书15:6说，一心一口荣耀神，我们主耶稣基督的父。
The purpose of the church, if you're fuzzy at all, is to give glory to God in everything that we do.
教会全体的目的是要敬拜跟荣耀神。
It's to ascribe to him the supreme worth to which he alone is worthy.
我们来高举神所做的唯一他能唯一他才能做的这些大能的事。
And he's worthy.
他是配得这个敬拜的。
You only need to look at the first chapter of Ephesians to see that.
你只要去看以弗所书第一章，你就会看到了。
God has chosen you before the foundation of the world to be His child.
神在创世之前就拣选基督徒作为他的儿女。
He spiritually adopted you into His family.
他在属灵上来给了我们儿子的名分。
He's purchased and redeemed you with His blood.
他用他的血来拯救赎了我们的罪。
And He sealed you with His Holy Spirit.
他用圣灵来给我们印证。
So that we would understand, receive, enjoy that, and glorify Him.
所以我们能够接受，也能够享受他所给我们这的恩典。
We exist to glorify God, but we also exist to worship God.
我们存在为了荣耀神，也是为了敬拜神。
And we worship God through prayer, through song, through giving.
我们透过唱诗歌、祷告跟奉献来敬拜神。
We worship by reading our Bibles alone at home.
我们在家里面自己读圣经的时候也是敬拜。
By preaching the word from the pulpit.
在讲台上传讲神的话。
By teaching one another in small group.
在小组里面大家彼此教导神的话。
By celebrating the ordinances of the church.
在一起来守我们的圣礼。
By our obedience to the word.
透过我们服从顺服神的话。
By our service to the church,
也透过我们服侍教会
and through our efforts in outreach and evangelism,
也透过我们的外展传福音
we exist to worship and glorify God.
我们存在是要敬拜跟荣耀神
Number two,
第二点
the second purpose of the church, our duty, our responsibility as redeemed saints, is to uphold the truth.
我们第二个教会存在的目的是要高举真理。
This is our work together collectively.
这个是我们弟兄姐妹作为一体一起需要做的。
We read it this morning, but let's read it one more time. Paul says in 1 Timothy 3, I'm writing these things to you so that you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth.
我们之前读过提摩太前书三章节里保罗说我将这事是写给你使你可以知道在神的家中当怎么样行这家就是永生神的教会真理的柱石和根基
The work of the church in some ways is so very simple
教会的工作从某一个角度来说是很简单的
We are just simply to put the word of God before the people
我们只需要把神的话
Put the word of God before each other.
放到人的面前，把神放到人的面前。
Not get up here and tell you my preferences.
不是在这里告诉我自己的喜好是什么。
Not get together in small group and talk about popular opinions.
也不是大家在小组里面聚在一起去谈一下现在流行的一些的看法
Not spend time talking about politics
也不是花时间去谈政治
Sharing your personal feelings, selfish desires
去分享我们个人的那些的感觉
But we are called to put forth the word of God
我们是被呼召要高举神的话
And only the word of God
唯有神的话
We exist to uphold the truth
我们存在是要高举真理。
And when we stop doing that,
如果我们不做这一件事情的时候
we stop being the church.
我们同时就不再是一个教会了。
We become a community center.
我们只成为一个社区中心。
We become a country club.
或者是一个教义的会社。
But we exist to edify the saints through the teaching of God's word for the work of the ministry.
但是我们存在是为了要高举神的话，要教导神的话。
We're called to worship and glorify God. We're called to uphold the truth.
我们被呼召要去敬拜跟荣耀神，我们目的要高举真理。
And thirdly, we exist.
我们第三个存在的目的
to be a light to the world.
是作为世上的光。
Jesus said in Matthew 5:14,
耶稣在马太福音五章十四节
You are the light of the world, city set on a hill.
你们是世上的光是照在山上的城
It's amazing to think that the church is the ordained instrument that God has chosen to reach and save the world.
很奇妙的教会是神所拣选要来把他的信息传到世界的工具。
How does he accomplish that?
他怎么来做呢?
Simply by preaching the gospel.
很简单,我们就需要来传福音的信息。
The church must preach the message it was designed to preach.
教会必须要传教会需要传的信息。
Because the Bible says, apart from hearing the gospel,
圣经说除了听福音以外
and believing the gospel,
跟信那个福音以外
no one can be saved.
没有一个人能够得救。
We'll talk more about these three aspects in the third week.
我们在第三个礼拜在讲这个题目的时候会更详细讲解三点。
But an easy way to remember these three things is this.
比较容易帮助大家去记得这三点的是这样。
Think of the church as having three reaches.
大家去想一想我们教会有三个那个主角。
The church has an upward reach.
我们会往上去接触。
Which is the call to worship and glorify God.
就是要去敬拜跟荣耀神。
We have an inward reach.
我们也要往里面来去找那个主角要去往里面来感觉到
which is to uphold the truth and to edify one another and to teach one another the truth it's the teaching
就是要高举真理教导真理
and then we have an outward reach
然后我们要向外来展开
Which is our purpose to be a light to the world, to do evangelism.
这是我们需要作为世上的光的这一个目的，就是要传福音。
They're all equally important.
他们这三点都同样重要的。
Our upward reach, our inward reach, and our outward reach.
往内的跟往外的都同样重要。
Now, what are some results of having an inaccurate view of the church?
如果我们对教会的了解不准确的话，会有什么结果呢
？When we don't understand our reaches，
当我们不明白我们需要有这三方面的去接触的话
，We will have disunity in our church，
我们就不会有同心了
，Because people will have different priorities，
因为我们人。就会彼此有不同的这个优先的考虑
than what God has prescribed
不同跟神要我们做的就不一样了
they may be good and spiritual
有一些这些的可能是好的也是属灵的
but if they're not God's blueprint
但他们不一定是神的这个蓝图
then they won't bear much fruit
这些的活动不会产生什么的果子。
When we have an inaccurate view of the church,
当我们对教会有比较准确的这个观念的时候
people in the church just become spectators.
然后教会的成员就不会成为一个旁观者。
When you're fuzzy and not clear about what your role in the church is collectively,
当我们整体来说对教会的全责的目的不太清楚的话
We're tempted just to kick back and throw up our hands.
我们的趋势就为大家都不敢积极的来做什么的这是我这是静观其变的。
And thirdly, when we have an inaccurate view of the church,
第三当我们对教会有准确的观念的话
the church quickly turns into a community center.
教会就很快会成为一个社区的中心
or a country club.
或者是这个一个活动中心
Sounds good to me. where involvement in the church is solely dictated by personal wants, desires, and schedules.
对，当我们对圣经这个教会的目的不清楚的话，我们就很容易按照自己的喜好来举行教会的活动。
And so with that said, as we close here, I just want to give you five biblical marks of a church.
当我们准备要结束，我讲到最后一个重点，就是要给大家合乎圣经的教会究竟有哪五个的标志呢？
This is good just to round out our time this morning.
我觉得用这个来总结我们今天的时间是很恰当的。
To understand what you should always look for when you're attending any church.
这个也是让大家以后无论你去找任何的教会的时候，应该留意有这些的标志的教会。
Even at some point you move on and you look to worship at another church.
如果未来你会离开去到其他地方，你尝试去找一个适合的教会的时候，
Here are five marks you should really look for.
这五个标志是你需要留意的。
Because not every building that says church is a church.
因为不是每一个挂着教会这个教牌的就是一个真正合乎圣经的教会。
So the first mark of a biblical church,
第一个标志
is a biblical church is marked by being a body of born again believers.
一个合乎圣经的教会，第一个标志是它是一群重生了的信徒。
Paul says in Ephesians 1:13, he says, "In him," talking to the church, "you also believed." When you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, and when you believed in him, you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit.
保罗在以弗所书这样说，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Paul saying here is simply that church is not a building.
保罗这里基本上是说教会不是一座建筑物。
The church is not a denomination.
教会也不是一个的宗派。
It's not even a group of people that just gather at one location on Sunday. That's not a church.
甚至不单是只是一群人礼拜天聚在一起，这个不一定是教会。
The church is a group of people where, within whom God dwells.
教会是一群有神在他们当中的一群人。
And the simple reality is this.
很简单的一个现实。
If you don't have the Spirit dwelling in your life this morning,
如果今天早上你没有圣灵在你的生命当中，
then you are not a part of the church.
那么你就不是这个教会的一份子了。
You are in a church building.
你在教会的建筑物里面。
But in God's eyes, you are not a member of His church.
但是神会说你不是属于这个教会的。
How do you know that you have the Spirit of God dwelling in you?
你怎么知道你有没有圣灵在你的生命里面呢？
Well, Romans 5:5 is a great verse to look at.
罗马书五章五节，那你讲到。
It says, "The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit."
他说神用圣灵把他的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
Paul saying the way that you know that you're a member of the church and the Spirit is dwelling actively in your life.
我们怎么知道我们是教会的一份子呢？就是圣灵很积极的把神的爱浇灌在我们的心里面。
Is that you have a love for God?
就是你对神有一个的爱。
You have a love for Christ.
你对基督有爱。
The passion of your life is to glorify and serve Him.
你人生的目的就是要荣耀神。
That's the difference the Holy Spirit makes in a person.
这个是当一个人有圣灵的话，在他生命里面有的这个分别。
And that's how you know you're really in the church.
那个就我很清楚告诉你，你是不是是这个教会里面的一份子了。
The second mark, second mark of a biblical church.
第二个这个合乎圣经的教会的标志。
As a biblical church will have spiritually qualified leaders.
就是这个教会是有属灵资格的领袖。
The writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews 13:17, he says, "Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you.
希伯来书那个作者怎么说？你们要依从那些引导你们的，且要顺服，因他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒。好像那些要教这样的人，你们要使他们教的时候有快乐，不知忧愁，越忧愁就与你们无益了。
We're going to talk more about the leadership of the church next week.
下一个礼拜我们会再多讲一点关于教会的领导。
But for now, let me just say this.
目前我就这样跟你们说。
The Bible says that the leaders of the church.
圣经说教会的领导的领袖们。
Are those who have been uniquely appointed by the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵很独特的来委任的。
Two, they meet the qualifications that God has laid out in His Word to be a leader.
所以他们是需要有神所注明的这些的资格才能够作为这个领袖。
And number three, they're fulfilling the function of a leader given in Scripture.
他们也需要去完成作为一个领袖所需要做的功能。
We see these passages in 1 Timothy 3, Titus 1, 1 Peter 5.
我们在圣经里面刚才那个提摩太前书彼得前书跟提多书里面看到这些的资格。
The third mark.
第三个的标志。
Of a biblical church.
一个合乎圣经的教会。
Is a true church.
这是一个真正的教会。
Worships in spirit and in truth.
他们会在圣灵，就是灵跟真理里面来敬拜神。
Jesus said to the woman at the well in John 4, he said, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
耶稣在约翰福音四章那里说，神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实，或者翻成真理来敬拜他。
A true church, a biblical church,
一个合乎圣经的教会
should strive to conform its ministry and worship to the truth of God's word.
他需要很努力的把他的敬拜、他的活动来跟圣经真理来联想。
Again, not conforming our church and ministry to the culture.
这是强调不是要按我们的当时的文化。
Not to personal physical needs.
也不是用个人的喜好。
Not to novel new ideas.
不是单单说要试一些不简单的新的那个概念。
And not to individual preference.
也不是单单用自己的喜好。
There are many examples in the Bible of how that went terribly wrong.
在圣经里面有一些的例，让我们看见这种的取向是引到非常错误的结果了。
One very vivid example is in the Old Testament in Leviticus 10.
一个在旧约里面很清楚在利未记十章记载的。
Story of Nadab and Abihu. Nadab and Abihu.
OK, 就是旧约圣经里面的一个这样一个人。
These were two men who went to the temple to worship how they wanted to worship.
这两个人是他们进到圣殿去敬拜，就是跟着自己的意愿、这喜好来敬拜。
God told them, "This is the way I prescribe you to worship me," in His Word.
神说。你们要进到圣殿敬拜，需要这样这样来做。
And these two boys said, "We're going to do it our own way."
这两个年轻人就说：“哎，我们用我们自己的方法去做。
”And we remember the outcome of that.
我们就看到这个结果。
They were incinerated by fire.
他们就被火烧了。
The fourth mark of a biblical church. You guys are almost there.
第四个合乎圣经的教会的标志。
Is that a biblical church, a true church, practices the ordinances.
一个合乎圣经的教会是会遵守圣礼的。
We see the two church ordinances in two different passages in the scripture.
我们在圣经有两段经文看见教会应该遵守的两个圣礼。
Jesus instituted both.
耶稣设立的两个都是。
The Lord's Supper.
一个是圣餐
and baptism.
第二个是受洗。
He says, "Take, eat. This is my body. Do this in remembrance of me."
他说：“这是我的身体，你们拿着吃，为的是纪念我。”
He later says, "Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit."
后来他又说：“使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。”
We practice at the church, the ordinances as a means of grace in our lives.
我们在教会来遵行这些圣礼，要来表达我们对神的恩典的了解跟接受。
The beautiful thing about God is that He doesn't only save us, but He sustains us.
神很好的地方，不但他拯救了我们，他更是维持我们。
And He sustains us through these life-giving reminders and pictures.
他继续来维持我们，这是透过叫我们去遵守这些能够提醒我们他的工作的这些的圣礼。
Of His kindness and His love toward us.
对，提醒他对我们的爱，他对我们的恩慈。
And those ordinances every month that we celebrate help to sustain us.
我们在这里每一个月都会来做这些的圣礼，帮助我们被提醒。
And lastly, the fifth mark, you guys made it, the fifth mark of a biblical church.
最后第五个，一个合乎圣经教会的标志。
Is a biblical church will exercise church discipline.
就是一个按圣经的教会是会执行教会纪律的。
In Matthew 18:15, Jesus says, "If your brother sins against you, common in the church, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone."
马太福音十八章十五节，耶稣说：“倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。”
Now this is one of those marks that you don't hear much about.
这一点，这一个的标志我们平常比较少听到的。
Church discipline doesn't get a lot of attention in a lot of churches.
很多教会都不会放很多注意力在教会纪律上。
But we see that when Jesus uses the word church for the second time,
我们这一节是当耶稣第二次提到教会的时候，
He's already talking about church discipline.
他已经是讲教会的纪律了。
In Matthew 16, he says, "I'm going to build the church."
在马太福音十六章，他提到我要建造教会。
And then in Matthew 18, he says, "And I want you to practice discipline in the church."
十八章，他就说我要大家在教会里面执行教会纪律。
Where do we see the process of church discipline in the Scripture? Quickly, we'll run through these. Where?
圣经在在哪里让我们看到提到关于教会的纪律？
To fill in your blank, where it would be 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
哪里呢？是哥林多前书五章。
Verses 1 through 5.
第一跟第五节。哥林多前书五章一到五节。
And this was I'll let you read it on your own, but this is an egregious story of a man sleeping with his father's wife.
这一段讲到什么
dad's wife.
什么事情呢？就是讲到一个人跟他的继母犯了奸淫的罪。
In the church.
在教会里面。
And Paul doesn't mince words, and he tells them the process and that you need to remove him from the church.
保罗就告诉这些的教会的领袖们需要怎么样去做，要把这些人从教会当中赶出去。
We all understand discipline.
我们都了解什么叫纪律。
We've probably all been disciplined at some point in our life for something.
我们自己的生命里面总会有经历过被纪律的时候。
We understand discipline in athletics, don't we?
我们了解在运动上。
Like if you don't perform how you're supposed to perform, did your coach ever ask you to run extra drills?
所以如果我们在这个体育这个团队里面我们没有好好做的时候，我们的教练就要我们要做额外的一些的训练了。
If you were playing sports in the game and you didn't follow the rules, anyone ever got a penalty?
如果我们在比赛里面不根据规矩来进行的话，我们也会受到惩罚。
What happens if you keep breaking the rules in a sports game?
如果在一个体育的里面不断的来犯规的话，会怎么样？
You get ejected.
你会被赶出场了。
You may even get suspended.
或者说是不能再去参赛了。
We understand discipline in the workplace, don't we?
这时候我们在工作的场合也了解。
We understand progressive discipline.
我们会了解这个所谓渐进的这种的纪律。
Maybe you experience that at work, an oral warning.
你在工作上可能经验过，首先是口头的警告。
You didn't heed that, you got a written warning.
你不听的话，就这个写下来白纸黑字的这个警告。
You don't heed that, then what happens?
你还是不听的话。
You're fired.
你就会被解雇了。
We understand this process in athletics. We understand this at work. We understand at home. We understand in many places.
我们在体育的场合，在工作的场合，在家庭，我们都了解这个纪律的过程。
But for some reason, we're all surprised about discipline in the church.
但是不晓得为什么，当在教会里面谈到纪律的时候，我们好像就很惊讶，为什么会有这回事？
The Bible would teach us in this process, there's nothing more harmful than leaving someone in the church who is...sinning unrepentantly.
圣经里面很清楚说，如果我们把一个不愿意悔改、犯罪的人留在教会里面，他会造成一个非常严重的损害。
And there's nothing more loving that we can do as a church for our family.
我们也没有能够更多的去来爱弟兄姐妹。
Than to call people to repent and turn from their sin.
唯有来去叫这个犯罪的人去悔改。
Real quick, let me just run through these because we're getting long on time. What is the process of church discipline? That's recorded in Matthew 18.
当我们说这个如何这个过程的时候，在记载在马太福音的十八章。
And it recorded in the what is four steps? There's four steps of church discipline.
要讲到纪律的四个步骤。
First step is you go to that person who has sinned and you just have a personal conversation one-on-one.
第一步就是你个人到那个犯罪的人那里一对一的来劝勉他。
You call them to repentance.
你劝他来悔改。
If they heed that, it's over.
如果他听了，那么就这个完结了。
If they don't heed that, you're supposed to take two or three with you to confront that same issue.
如果他们不听的话呢，第二步就是你找两三个人一起来去劝他。
If they don't heed that, then you bring it before the church.
如果他还是不听，第三步就是把他那个情况带到整个教会。
And if they don't heed the church's call to repentance,
如果他们还是不听教会劝他来悔改的话，
Jesus says, like Paul says in 1 Corinthians 5, that you need to remove that person from the church for a time.
那么圣经说，也是保罗在哥林多前书五章所说的，你们就要把这种的人赶出教会。
How do you do this?
怎么去做呢？
There's two different types of sin that are addressed in the church.
在圣经，教会通常会要处理两种的罪。
There's private sin and there's public sin.
一种是私隐的个人的罪，另外一个是公开的罪。
The private sin you would apply Matthew 18. You just go to them personally and talk to them personally.
如果个人的罪，你就用马太福音十八章，你个人的去跟他去谈。
If it's a public sin, a scandalous sin, something that everyone knows about and it's just bad.
如果是一个公开的罪，是教会里面所有人都知道的话。
You will expedite the process and move through it much quicker.
你就要把刚才提到那个四个步骤又更快的来进行了。
You see that in 1 Corinthians 5, Romans 16, 17 through 18, and Titus chapter 3.
刚才哥林多前书的那个五章跟罗马书的14、15、16章，还有提多书的。
I know this is a jet tour, But real quickly, why would we do that? Why would we remove someone from our family?
第四点说，为什么我们要做这个纪律？
Jesus says for the purpose of purifying his house.
为什么会把犯罪的人赶出去？耶稣说，为了是要保全这一个团体的圣洁。
Number two, deterring others from sinning.
第二方面是来警告其他人不会犯同样的罪。
Maintaining the honor and glory of God.
维持神的这个荣耀。
But also to help that sinning brother or sister be restored.
也很重要的就是帮助那个犯罪的弟兄或者姐妹能够悔改，能够重新被接纳。
And lastly, when does this process end?
最后一点，这个过程什么时候完呢？
The Bible says that when that sinning brother or sister sees the error of their ways,
圣经说当那个犯罪的弟兄的姐妹看到自己的罪的时候，
they repent,
他们悔改，
they seek forgiveness,
他们去寻求那个赦免。
They are immediately welcomed back into fellowship.
他们就应该立刻被大家欢迎，重新进到这个教会的这个团体里面。
The church, we are a body of people who are called to be committed to living for God and His glory.
教会是一群被呼召、大家委身、为着神的荣耀来生活的人。
This is so important to understand because the quality of our church.
这个是非常重要，因为我们教会的指数
is never going to be measured on the condition of the building or the appeal of its services.
我们的数据从来都不是靠教会的建筑物多美丽
but by the state of our lives together collectively.
乃是凭我们这一群的信徒生活的表现
and our fidelity to the truth.
跟我们对真理的这个的委身。
We are called to be a people of the book.
我们被呼召说是写一本书的人。
And the closer our lives align with this book, the healthier and more fruitful our church will become. God's promise.
我们的人生越靠近这一本书圣经，我们的教会就更能够荣耀神。
Amen. So the next 2 weeks, that's a little forecast of where we're going. You guys did great. Hopefully this was helpful, and thank you for being patient.
这两个是下两个礼拜的预告，两个题目。谢谢大家的忍耐，也在大家的这方面的学习。
Let's pray. Father, thank you.
让我们祷告。
Thank you for this time. Lord, thank you for your word, which is clear and concise.
天父，谢谢你，我们这一段时间，谢谢你话语的很清楚告诉我们。
Lord, thank you for your church and helping us understand it.
谢谢你的教会，谢谢你帮助我们了解。
Lord, help us to all be found faithful before you on the final day.
求你帮助我们在将来被审判的那天，我们在你眼中都被你看为忠心的。
Of being good students and good servants for your church.
让我们在教会中是一个好的学生，也是一个好的仆人。
For your glory we pray. Amen.
我们祷告是为了你的荣耀。Amen.